Hi, this is Dan Tellerico.
And this is Eric Silver.
And today we're going to be talking a little bit about, you just told me I've been hacked.
Yeah, I did.
By a robot.
Yeah, what we were talking about is how a lot of people come to the site and spend a lot of time making a decision for something like a lawnmower that they might buy one or two of in their life. But that we see a lot less use on people choosing something like a toothpaste or an underarm deodorant.
Right.
And just had the realization that people over the course of their life are spending more on toothpaste than they are on lawnmowers.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that, you know, I guess people don't really realize how big of a decision it can be in the
right.
long run.
Yeah, I mean, I fall prey to that too. My first ever underarm deodorant was given to me in undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept using that until I got into the Peace Corps. And only switched because, you know, I just couldn't get it in Armenia. And then came back and actually sort of made a decision. But probably would have gone my whole life just with that brand loyalty.
Right. So how do people sort of... Because, like, you know, you said you got it for free and you kind of become loyal to this. How do you break out of that mold?
Well, I think the first thing is that nobody ever thinks of it as being a big decision. It's, you know, every time it's a couple bucks or it's a few bucks. But just realizing that over the course of your entire life that some of these things start mattering. You know, it's how much you spend. It's the toxic impact or the chemical impact on the world. It's packaging. It's the amount you get for your money. You know, there are a lot of variables that it actually starts mattering. Not day to day, but over a lifetime.
Right. So, I mean, like, you know, unless people are going out doing blind taste tests every month,
right,
you know,
right.
That's going to be stuck in the same rut.
Yeah.
They have been in.
Well, I mean, like a lot of these chats that we have go, it sort of at some point starts talking about pick-em-all.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it sure does.
What are the odds?
Yeah, and this idea that, you know, pulling all the facts together, some of these decisions, we're just trying to make them easy for people so they can go and just quickly see, this is what the reviews say, this is what the environmental impact is, this is how it matters for me.
Right.
And quickly choose the best one for their values.
Right. You know, and I will say... kind of going and like looking at something like coffee pots and seeing, you know, things I would never even consider before on that list that, you know, I would just go, I'm like, oh, you know, that's something I would buy, but, well, this has this feature that I didn't even know I cared about until no one told me about it before.
Right, right. Yeah, if you think about the total time it would take to really educate yourself on every product category for every decision we make, I mean, it would definitely make your life worse in net to fully research every purchase decision you make.
Right.
So we're trying to help people get shortcuts.
That's right. Shortcuts to a better life.
Nicely said, Dan. All right. I think with that, we better sign off before we get cheesy.
That's right. That's never happened. All right. Thanks a lot, everyone.
Bye-bye.